The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 35 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And let's continue on with Home Show Radio on the third and final hour. And we'll get done on time, no worries. Let's talk to Eric. Eric, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I recently changed my kitchen faucet for a new one. And I noticed on the hot side of the water, it doesn't get that much pressure on it. And I think it's going on in the bathrooms, too. Do you know why that is or how I can fix that?
If it's at the faucet, you got debris in it. If it's all throughout the house, I'm not sure why you're not getting full pressure. So
yeah,
you got to make sure that that's it's really happening throughout
too.
The house.
Yeah.
If it's happening throughout the house, it's gonna relate back to the water heater somehow.
The water heater thing?
If it's the whole house.
Yeah, I think it is the whole house.
Yeah, so that might mean a new water heater, or I don't know why it would be doing that, where the hot side would be down in pressure.
Okay.
Because the only constant thing that's different on the hot side than the cold side is at the water heater. So that would be the issue. You can always clear your aerators out on the end of your faucets, making sure it just doesn't have a bunch of garbage in there. But besides that, that's about all you can do. And if you put a new faucet in and it's doing the same thing, then it certainly is not the faucet's fault.
Okay. And that would be a new water heater eventually?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll have to see why it's doing it.
Okay.
How old's the water heater?
It's pretty old. Probably more than 10 years.
Okay. It might be. Might be time. You can call Abacus Plumbing, have them come out and check it if that's what you need to do. What I would do if I were you is this. I would go to one of the faucets, you know, is besides the new one you just built that you put in, and I would take the aerator off. You know what that is?
No,
it's on the
exactly.
Very end of the faucet. It screws off. It's like a little screen that keeps the debris from coming out.
Okay, yes.
Okay, unscrew that and then turn the hot on full blast and see if it comes out good and strong. Then clean that aerator, or you can buy a new one. You can buy a little package of them and just screw a new one on. And if that comes out nice, then it might just have some garbage in there and it got in all your aerators. So check that first before you start replacing a water heater, because if the water's still hot, it might not be it. It might just be it's got junk in there and it put it on the side to where all the aerators are getting clogged up if it's a little different. So check that first before you make a big expense out of it.
Okay, I will do that. Thanks for that.
Yeah, do that and see if you can blow it out and see if that'll help, because that's the only other option you have. And I don't want you just put a new water heater in and all of a sudden you spent $2,000 or whatever it might be and it's not helping. And that would make me not happy. I don't want to do that to anybody. I want people to save money, not spend money, especially now. Well, anytime. I'm always that way when it comes to home improvements. I want it done right, and I don't mind spending money when it needs to be done right. But I don't want to unnecessarily spend your money just because it makes somebody rich. I won't do that. That's why I never got rich in radio, because that's what most radio people do. Well, not all of them. You know the ones. All right. AirTech is a company that's going to be your best friend right now for the next 8 weeks. If you have an air conditioning problem, you need to call them. One of the things that they take a lot of pride in, and I made sure of this is really important to me. And if it's important to me, I want it to be, I do it because I think it's important to you, is you can't always afford a brand new system. That's going to be $8,000, $10,000, $25,000. People just can't do that. And then you got to get into financing. I don't want you to finance anything. I mean, certain things you do, but for the most part, no, because right now it's going to kill you on the financing, and I don't want you to do that. Some financing deals get you through a little tough spot. That's okay, but just don't finance your life away. You become a slave to money in your house, and then all of a sudden you're no longer a free person. So debtor's prison we don't have anymore, but you certainly, if we did, you wouldn't want to go there. As far as your air conditioning system, they'll keep the old one running. If you need some new parts and pieces and it's, you know, $800 as opposed to $8,000, you know, we might have to suck it up and do that for a while, keep the system running. AirTech will do that for you. Of course, if you need a new system, they're ready to put it in anytime you call. But if you have problems also, like rooms that are hot, rooms that are cold, air conditioning systems that aren't making you comfortable, you're paying a ton of money and you're uncomfortable all the time, it's never turning off, you got problems. Well, a tune-up could solve the whole problem with new capacitors, airflow, a static air pressure test, find out what the problem is, where you're getting, you need more airflow, you need to increase your fan speed, decrease your fan speed, your refrigerant levels. Get a tune-up. What is it, $70 or something? Have them come out and just tune the whole system up. If you need a few parts and pieces to keep it running, let's do it. AirTech, find them at homeshowradio.com and be assured that they're going to keep you cool through this hard time. We're starting August 1st, tomorrow. All right, we still have 2 months. It doesn't cool off in September. If it does, then it is the end of the world because it doesn't do that here. And so you have a lot of hot weather left. Try around November. It might cool off a little bit. But you're right now, you're hitting the peak time, so it's just going to get hotter. That's AirTech. You can find them at homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Lord's Chimney. Your chimney and fireplace solution.
Rudy's Quality Painting. Two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust. Ideal Roofing. Installing quality material with quality workmanship.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we'll talk. Let's talk to Frank. Frank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. My house, I've got metal gutters, and they've just gotten kind of discolored, and I tried cleaning them, and that's not working. I was wondering what you'd recommend on what's the best paint or type of paint to use to get them white again.
Are you just going to paint them, just the gutters?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried, when you clean them, are they still have just like a black lines of stuff on them? What did you try to clean them with?
Power wash it. Some of them, the trees were overgrown on them for a long time, and I got those cleared away, and
okay. I don't know if you want to try it. I mean, you can definitely paint them. No problem. We'll get to that in a second. But if you ever try cleaning gutters, something that works really well with gutters is Simple Green.
Okay.
Throw that at you if you want to try that. But if you do want to paint them, nothing wrong with painting them. You would go to a paint store and tell them you want a metal siding paint.
Got it.
And it'll be beautiful.
And just brush that on or spray it?
Brush it on. I don't know if I'd spray it to get it all over the place.
Okay.
If you're just doing the gutter, I just use a brush and brush it on. Don't work it too much. Just lay it on there. You know, make sure it's clean. You can just wipe it with a rag as you go and then and paint and wipe and paint and wipe and just move away right down the line of gutters. But it'll look nice and it'll hold up very well. But when they do get dirty and they have that original powder-coated finish, Simple Green tends to really shine them up for
me. Okay. All right, as always, you're the best, Tom. Thank you.
Well, I don't know if I'm the best, but I appreciate it, and I'll take that compliment, but I try my best. I just did I had an evaluation and had a little comment section where I had to rate myself, and then a little comment. Everyone, I just said, I try my best. Yeah, my boss was a little irritated, but hey, I said, I'm not changing it. I try my best. That's all I can do. All right, like Circle Saw, they've tried their best since the 50s, and they continue to be the best because they're trying their best. And when you strive for the best, you usually will reach it. And they have when it comes to tools. They started sharpening saw blades in the 50s, and now they got every tool you'll ever want for any woodworking shop, metalworking shops, you name it. They've got it at Circle Saw, located at 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North. Been there for a long time. Same family still runs it. And it's old school. When you go in there, you sit at a counter, one of those old kind of shiny vinyl bench things, and you sit there, some of it has duct tape on them, and you just talk with people and you say, this is what I need. I need this kind of cutting head. I need this kind of tool. Do they make it? Can I see your table saws? I really want a new table saw. I've got panels up 100 4x8 sheets of plywood I have to cut in different sizes. Do you have panel saws? And they've got everything. They've got really cool stuff. You'll end up leaving there like I did with more stuff than you came in looking for. And as far as repair goes, repairing gas-powered tools like chainsaws and weed eaters, that kind of thing, just doing that kind of stuff, they do it all at Circle Saw. Visit them at 2510 Ella Boulevard. And remember, they've been there for 60, 70 years now in this town. I think they might have had a different location at one time, but I don't even really know. I think they did, or they had a second location. But anyway, they've been around 70 years, the same family, helping people in Houston, whether you're a contractor, it's industrial work, or you're just a homeowner. You want the best selection, the best tools, and the best advice. And they do things that other companies don't do anymore. They're old school, like sharpen saw blades the old way and things of that nature. They do it all at Circle Saw.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. I got a question for you. So 4 years ago, I had a walk-in shower tub replaced, jacuzzi, and ever since then, they dug out the towel and all that, and they redid all the, your little silicone quarterings, whatever, and ever since then, I get the...
Whoop. Did we lose them? I think we did. You'll have to call back. Let's go and continue on with another caller because for some reason he got hung up on. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Brian.
Back to radiant barriers.
Yes.
My garage is a detached garage, hip roof all the way around, and it's my wood shop, and it gets hot. So I have contracted with someone to do install radiant barriers. Question number one, should I also go with a ridge vent?
If you can, ridge vents always help. But this is an interesting question, Brian, real quick, but and I'll let you continue on. There's two ways. A building is cooled differently than a human body. So you can do all this stuff, and it will help the building perform. It's not going to make you feel like you're in air conditioning. The best way for you in your shop is always going to be wind over your skin. That means a fan. That means air blowing across your skin because you cool evaporatively. Your building is not an evaporative cooler. A body is. I hear people all the time trying to put all these insulation products in and making them feel cooler, and it doesn't work that way. It's not an air conditioner. The one thing that will help reduce the heat in there, but you're still going to be uncomfortable until you get a fan over your skin, is the radiant barrier. That will keep a lot of the heat from transferring in, so it won't heat up as intensely as it's probably doing now. But the other stuff is going to be for a building. It's not going to be for you. So if you're concerned about you, just like we do in our shops, we have fans running over our skin. You've got to put the air across your body.
Yeah, I do have two fans.
Okay, good.
They're not raised above the floor though. I think I need to get them.
You got to get them over your body. Think of your body as just an evaporative cooler. You've got to have that air move. You know, I talk about a bioclimatic chart all the time, and part of it is CFM across the skin. That's your human comfort. And if you don't have a temperature down and you have a lot of humidity up, the only way to combat it is with a lot of wind. And that's why we love those breezes in the summertime, because it cools our body off, because all of a sudden the sweat starts to evaporate. But I hear these calls, and people keep trying to do all these insulation products. Like the ridge vent would help the building. It's not going to help you feel more comfortable, no.
Okay. What about if I did do ridge vents, would I need soffits?
Not if you have the garage door open and the outside air coming in.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not going to help you. You're not going to feel any different. If you're doing these things for your comfort, the only thing you can do is radiant barrier. The rest is going to be mechanical fans or, of course, air conditioning like we do in a home. But all these other things are going to be meaningless, and in some cases, if you put insulation in there, it's going to make it hotter in there because it's going to hold all the heat in there. It won't exhaust itself, and so you're going to have a hot box even at 10 at night. So
okay.
People get that confused a lot.
Okay. So one of my other things I'm thinking of is putting in one of the 9,000 or 12,000 BTU mini split air conditioners.
Well, then you cool it. That's different.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Then you cool it. Then that's different. Then you have an air conditioner. You're acclimating the space. Then you can insulate. You can do the things you want to do in there. I have an air conditioner in my garage. I'm not going to sit out there and sweat. I got a ton and a half central I put on my garage. And when I go out there, I crank that puppy up. I feel great. So that's what you have to do. If you're going to do that, that's fine. A radium barrier will still help. I still say do a radium barrier. But all the other stuff, not necessarily. You're not doing it to be energy efficient. You're doing it to be comfortable when you're out there.
Right. So I would only run it when I'm out there. That's correct.
Right. So now, size it up big time. Don't put insulation in the walls. Don't do that. Put the radiant barrier. Don't put a ridge van in if it's an open attic. Don't even bother with that expense. Put your air conditioner in. Make sure it's oversized. When you go out there, crank it up. Enjoy yourself, and then turn it off and go back in the house when you're done. That's what I do, and don't think of it as anything except a personal comfort system for you when you're working.
Okay, that's my plan. All right, thank you so much. I'm going to.
It's a good plan. I like it. Spoil yourself. You deserve it, Brian. I do. I spoiled myself. I don't care if it costs me more. I know it costs me more, but I'm in my garage. It's my favorite room. Ideal Roofing has a roof on top of my garage, and I won't have any other kind of roof. I might as well stick with my garage because it is my favorite place. My garage is neater than most people's homes. I've got some cool stuff in there, too. But Ideal Roofing is the roofing company you call when you need a new roof. And if you need a ridge van put on, they'll put one on. I have one on my garage, but that's just to lengthen the life of the shingles. You know, the building is different than the person. So you handle both in different ways. And you've got to really look at what you're doing. So many people want to sell you all this insulation, make it energy efficient. A garage? No. It's there for you to be comfortable. But you never want it to leak because it'll leak on all your stuff. That's why you get a good roof from Ideal Roofing. Ideal Roofing can do roof repairs, roof inspections, roof maintenance, commercial, flat, shingles, metal, tile, you name it, they'll take care of it. And if it's just a nasty leak, they can probably just fix the leak if the rest of the roof's in good shape. There's no reason to replace the whole roof for one leak. Not when you call Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122. They've won more awards than any roofing company in the country, just about. And maybe more than everybody. I don't know. I have to put a little disclaimer in there, just about. That's my disclaimer. Ideal Roofing, I've known Jim Hardwick and the Ideal Roofing people since 1991. I've been talking about them. That's a long time with Ideal Roofing.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Yeah, my man. All right, let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on Home Show Radio.
All right.
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me? This is Robert.
I can hear you, Robert.
Hey. Okay, Tom, I've got a question for you. I have a home that's built in 1950. It has 1,100 square feet of it is old, and I've added another 500 feet, which I insulated. The part with the old part, it had blown-in insulation, but on the walls there's none because of the way it's built. It has those shiplap boards, and then the siding was put on top of it. So my question to you is, the insulation at the top is, of course, is non-existent now. So what would you do to start insulating that 1,100 square feet in the old part of the house?
This is what I would do exactly. I understand. This is exactly what I would do. I would not worry about the walls whatsoever. And I'll comment the rest of that in a minute. Number two is I would put an R30 formaldehyde-free fiberglass, blow it in on the floor of the attic. And number three, I would put a spray radiant barrier on the underside of the roof decking. That is it. Don't do any more, any less. The reason I say don't worry about the walls, first off, you've got shiplap on both sides. You've got an air cavity in there. You've got siding on the outside. I don't know if the inside sheetrocked or not, but you have another layer on the inside. You've got an R value of about a 6 or 7 already. 13 is max, and very little air will move through that wall. So you don't have a big issue with it, and you don't have a lot of heat gain on the wall. It's only about 13% to start with, and you're already halfway through your R value. So leave the walls alone. If you want to get into window replacement for quietness and other stuff, fine. You're not going to get a big payback on there. And if you ever do put on a new roof, if you don't have one, put a ridge vent and soffit vents in. But for right now, the two things I would do is fiberglass, radiant barrier, and get my air conditioner tuned up. And it's about the best you're going to do, and it'll be good.
The wall told me about 13% to start with, and you're already halfway through your R value.
Okay. Robert, we're here in the background, but that's exactly what you do. You don't need to do anything else. And you're going to find a huge, a greater comfort level and a lot better price on your electric bill. And you won't put out very much money compared to what you're going to get back in the next few years. Hardy siding is does not burn, does not warp, does not get eaten by termites or carpenter bees. Somebody wrote me, I said carpenter bees are looking for bugs. Apparently, they create those holes for incubation. It was a. I like the comment. I learned something. Apparently, they lay their eggs in there and they incubate inside those holes, but they won't do that in Hardy because it's a bad incubator, which I find fascinating. The life of a carpenter bee. I like it. Carpenter ants, too. I don't know what they're doing. I think, as far as I know, from what I know, and I could be wrong, somebody can write me later and tell me, they don't eat the wood, but they like moist wood because they like the moisture, and they build a home in there. So it's always a little damp. So if you have leaks and stuff and it gets wet in wood, they love to live in it. But with Hardy, you avoid all of those problems, including somebody trying to burn, like your neighbor's house is on fire and embers are floating to your house, or somebody decides to take a blowtorch to your siding. It doesn't burn. And if you don't believe me, a guy called me back years ago when I said that. He put it in his fire pit. At the end, he cleaned his fire pit up. In the bottom, he found all the Hardy all charred, but none of it was destroyed. So it doesn't burn, and it doesn't rot from water, because I had another gentleman stick it in a bird bath for 2 years, brought it out, and it was still in good shape. So it has been tested by the Hillbilly Tests of Houston, I'll guarantee it, as well as the tested time here. And you just want somebody good to put it on, and that's when you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Like a macho man, I said I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already, I'm going to need some help.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's talk to Booker. Booker, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. I have several quick questions for you. First, yes, let me start by letting you know that I did use one of your sponsors, and they installed an AC unit for my downstairs. And what surprised me about it, they delivered the next day and installed it in just a few hours. So I just wanted to let you know about that.
Good.
My questions
I hope it's a
are,
good experience for you.
First of all, I want to touch back on about the insulation again. That was one of my questions when you said not to blow in the walls, insulation in the walls.
No.
But I'm confused about the roof. Now, I had a new roof installed about no more than 4 years ago, and they did all the things as opposed to that you always recommended, the roof, the ridge vents and self-vents and so forth. But my AC was running in the other house was running I guess most of the day, and it looks like it wasn't cooling as it should have, and I had the tune-up. And so the guy then told me, came back and told me that nothing was wrong. He didn't find anything wrong, but the insulation in the attic, I needed some additional insulation there. And so does that insulation in the attic affect the running of the AC unit?
Yes. When I've mentioned before, if the unit runs fine in certain times, but when we get to peak times, it's running all the time, it means it's a little too small. And I don't want you to replace the whole unit. So if you can put insulation on there, which on a good unit that's taking care of the load, it makes it run less. This one should make it run less, too, and get back up to temperature. Will it get all the way up? I don't know, because it might just be too small. And we're having a heck of a summer because we're up in the 100-degree temperature ranges. But it will help at least somewhat, yes.
Okay.
If he checked it all and it's just not doing it and it's running right, that just means it's too small for these peak times.
Okay, I know. And I know you don't like to give any estimates on price or anything. But
the insulation, you should be able to blow it. How many square feet of attic do you have?
Square footage. That a 2,200 square footage
2,200 foot. It's probably... Yeah, if you're going to put a blow insulation in, they put some baffles in, they do the job properly, you're probably looking at around that, you know, like $1 a foot or less, maybe even less.
Okay.
Yeah, it
so
depends how much you need.
Sounds reasonable?
What's that?
Would $2,500 for the whole job for the insulation sound reasonable?
I got to know how much they're putting in and what they're doing.
I see. Okay. All right.
But I think it could be done for less. But I don't know. I hate to give prices because I don't know how much you need. And that's going to really, the amount of product is going to make a big difference on the price.
I understand. Okay. And a couple of other quick questions. On the Most companies want to do a duct cleaning and so forth, and I've heard you say that duct cleaning is not necessary, but do you have any recommendations for companies that do only the vent itself? I just need the AC vent itself to clean.
No, that would be a maid service. Just have a maid service come in and clean them.
Okay.
You don't need an air conditioning technician to clean those registers. Somebody can get up there and just, you don't even have to take them down. They can just clean the surface and spray it and clean it. That's just house cleaning.
Okay. And one last question. On the weep holes on the outside of your house, is it a good idea or is it healthy to spray those vents trying to get the insects that might be crawling out from time to time?
I used to control my ant problem that way. Yeah, if you have to spray some in there, it's not going to hurt you in the house. It's not going to hurt the house either. So, absolutely, if you've got a pest problem, they spray weep holes all the time.
Oh, okay, so they're not a problem.
And I would rather you do it on the outside like that than go inside and spray it around inside where you live. So, no, I'm all for that.
Okay, and I'm getting ready to do a power wash for my driveway. Anything that I need to be aware of to be on the lookout for when I get someone to come in and do it? Any precautions that I need to be aware of?
No, they can't hurt anything. If they're just doing the driveway, I got a run booker, but you'll be fine with that. Just get somebody who can price that out and go for it. No big deal at all. You're doing all kinds of stuff. I like you. You call me all the time. You got so many projects. I love it. TDT is a company that can help you with a pinhole leak in your pipes. Now, we had very early on, y'all were sleeping. Charlie and I do our early edition on Sunday morning, and one of the questions he had from our website is somebody had a pinhole leak. They wrapped it with some Flex Seal tape, or one of the Flex tapes. I'm sure that's what the product was. And they said that's all you need to do. You won't have any more problems. That's not how you fix plumbing. When you have a pinhole leak spring up on old galvanized pipe, chances are it's going to happen again and again and again. So you want to fix the whole thing. Now, a lot of people, most plumbers will come in fact, all but one that I know of, will tell you, oh, we have to repipe your home. But you don't have to. And you say, well, why didn't they tell me that? Because they don't have the access to what's known as the ACE DuraFlow system. TDT can come in and sandblast the inside of those pipes and reline them in a couple of 3 days. And your whole house is brand new again. No Flex Seal tape on there. That's okay for a quick fix. It'll last, maybe a few days or whatever. Heck, like I mentioned earlier, I used a radiator hose after the freeze last year just to connect my water back up to the house till I could get the line fixed. And that was on the water softener. But as far as that goes, for the long term, you want it fixed once, you want it fixed right, and you can do it without tearing up your home, and you can do it in a period of a couple days, and you can get your whole house back online and not have to replumb your home. Call TDT and find out more about the ACE DuraFlow system. I can talk till I'm blue in the face here, but the best thing is to see it, and that means go to homeshowradio.com, go to the TDT website, and find out why. Even down here in Brownsville, I'm doing the show, City Hall, the old historic building, is all being redone with the ACE DuraFlow system by TDT. They travel all over the state. They do oil rigs. They do all kinds of stuff, high-rises, and they can do your home and make it new again, better than new again. The water never touches the pipe, and you don't have to put a new piece of pipe in at all. That's TDT. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
U.S. Pool Builder, building your custom backyard oasis so you can relax, retreat, revive.
Advanced Home Exteriors, hardy pros you can trust for hardy color plus siding. Trifection Kitchen and Bath, bringing together form, function, and fit in every project.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get one more call in for the day. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm looking at building a new house, and what they do is they put spray foam on the rafters and air condition the attic. What do you think about that?
I think it's stupid. I think it's horrible. I hate it. It makes no sense. They're selling products up the gazoo. I hate it. I don't know what else to tell you. They're trying to reinvent the wheel for no reason. You're not a beer can. All right. I don't know what else to tell you, man. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Why would they reinvent something that already works and works really well? But It's a way to sell product. And once a guy gets a spray foam gun and gets the whole franchise, they're going to sell it any way they can, and the companies are going to do research on doing things so ridiculously stupid, but come up with the numbers they want and make a strong sales pitch, and then they're going to use it as a marketing tool, and then there's going to be money transferred back and forth, and homeowners are paying the bill, and I get so tired of homeowners in the United States of America putting the bill for the entire world. It irks me. It makes me very angry.
Okay.
What else can I say?
So that's not really energy.
No, I mean, you can save energy with a radiant barrier and just fiberglass insulation and spend $20,000 less, not have any attic that's air-conditioned unless you're going to live up there, and that's all it takes, and it will be just as efficient. It'll work differently, but it works better. They make things so complicated, and they sell so much product to reach a point, and then the homeowner pays for it, and people get rich off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to make the carbon footprint smaller? Quit making all this garbage on all these factories. That's one way to do it right there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for the call. That's a good way to end the show. Oh, goodness. I don't like it. I'm tired of the American homeowner getting screwed, as my father used to say. That's as dirty as I'm going to get. But I'll leave it at that. I'll be here to keep it simple. Technology does not always have the answer. Proven with time, it already works. I was designing and building homes with the simple solutions to very simple problems, controlling heat, which is a very simple thing, back in the early 90s, where electric bills were so low that some of my clients were accused of stealing electricity because the power company couldn't understand how somebody could live in a house of that size and have such a low electric bill. We didn't do any of this garbage they're selling now. And they have been trying to sell foams in different methods forever. Foams are not new and green by any means. There's a lot of manufacturing and chemicals and all the other stuff that goes into it. And you just don't want to get involved with that. They have a place in certain areas. They do not have a place in the Zone 3 Houston Gulf Coast area. It's the one place they don't. If I did this show in Alaska, we would be talking about foams because people die from freezing and heating a home up there, and they heat with such little. You can design a home to heat, not to cool, to heat with a candle. With all these products, you can't do that here when you're cooling a home. Cooling is keeping heat off, not keeping things in. You've got to think totally opposite of what everybody is trying to shove down your throat. Why are they selling it in the Texas area? Well, first off, production home builders build all over the country. They keep all their processes the same. Number two is they make deals with companies so they can use it as a marketing tool also. Number three is where is everybody, the number one city in America, where is everybody moving to? And this is a proven number. It is Houston, Texas, and the area around it. This is the number one destination for people for opportunity. That means you have people moving in from everywhere. What does that mean? Money is in Houston. Houston is booming even through these hard times. It is the best place to live if you want to have an opportunity. Just make it a good one and don't just take advantage of people. So what does every major manufacturer want? They want the Houston market, and dang it, they're going to get it because there's money to be made. That doesn't mean it's good for you, and I'm going to leave it at that and tell you about something simple, something that you will need, although you don't believe it right now, and something that will make your life better because it'll help maintain your home, keep it cleaner, keep it safe, and protect it. And it's where you need it, not just put it everywhere. I don't want you to put it everywhere. I want you to put it where you need it, and that's a good gutter system. Simple. A gutter system where you need it. Not see these things you see sold on infomercials all day long on television when you're watching Judge Judy. That's not the kind of gutter systems that work in the Houston area. We need big ones. We need them that can handle huge amounts of rain very quickly. And we need to make sure it drains all the way where it needs to go. It's not just a matter of keeping a leaf out. It's that and more. It's moving huge amounts of water. And you got to deal with the right company who can design it for your roof slope, your roof system, and what your needs are. And that's Jimmy over at Custom Gutters. He's been in the custom gutter business for, what, 50-plus years? A long time. I'll let him get into the years. I think he told me 59 years or something. He started when he was 12 years old with his dad. But he has the 7-inch gutter systems. He's got up to 100 colors to choose from. He knows that he uses a, I think it's 3x4 downspouts. I'll let him clear that up for you. And he has different leaf systems for different types of leaves. Pine needles are different than live oak trees, and magnolia leaves are different than pine needles. So you'll have the right system on your home because it's Custom Gutters. Find out about Jimmy and Custom Gutters and all of our certified Home Show pros at one place for free, and then you decide. I'm not forcing you. I'm just saying you have an option, and I think it's the best option. And like I always do this show, it's what I would do. HomeShowRadio.com. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.